Meila peg vav mishnah aleph. Hashliach she'osa shlichusoy balabayis moal. Loyosa shlichusoy hashliach moal. Here we have the klal that we spoke about at the beginning of the Masechta. Now let's flesh it out. And that is that Beroiv kol ha'tor kulo is a famous sugya of ein shalach advar aveiru. Reuven cannot be over in aveiru ayideh Shimon. Shimon can't bow down to avodah zarah for him. He can't eat machol sasuris for him, and so on and so forth. Most aveirus in the Torah, shliach, to be mechal Shabbos, to be mazik, the shlichus doesn't work. However, the Gemara learns out from Exeris HaKosuv that by Mi'ila that's nasa idea shliach, the mishaleach is chai v'kerem chaymish v'ashom, and not the shliach. The Makar is an interesting Makar. We learn out Exeris Shova, chet chet mitrumo. We use this for a few things, for misvidei shemayim. So one of the dinim that we learn out is that the same way the parsha of Truma, Shluchah Shaladim Kemoisoi, Legabi Afroshas, Truma Legabi, the creation of Mi'ila, also Shluchah Shaladim Kemoisoi. Every creation of Mi'ila is a Maisa Averu. So Shteito, the Yeshlech Advar Averu, Legabi Mi'ila. So that's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying over here is that the Shlichus is Mechayev the Mishaleach when the Shlichus was done up to instructions. Masha'enke with the shliach didn't follow Mishalech's instructions, so we said it's not a shlichus. Same way, if Reuven sent Shimon to invest in a business, to buy something, if he didn't buy to specification, so we say you're not the shliach of the Mishalech for that job. That's called you did it yourself. You invested your own money, whatever. You took his money, you invested it, but you didn't buy it for him. The king is not chal on his behalf. You'll have to figure it out. There's a lot of gemaras like that all over Bava Kamma and Bava Metzir. So that's what the Mishnah is saying over here. If the shliach followed the shlichus, and we'll see in the cases, ketzad, exactly how that works, and then you'll have a case of yeshlich advar aver, which is a chiddush mi'ila. We'll just point out a few things. One, the klal b'chol ha'torah kula of ein shlich advar aver, according to some Rishonim, Tais has a discussion about some kedushin daf and beis, is only when there's a mezid, or the shliach is a mezid. Why? The Gemara is that we say to the shliach, divrei harav, v'divrei atalmud, divrei mishoymin. You were given a job to do something for a mishaleach. What type of shliach? You're listening to him? The Rebbe Shom said not that way. So that contrast is mevatel the shlichus, and it's called you did it for yourself. You didn't do it for him. That's only where the shliach should have known better, because it's amazing. What happens if he's a shaykh? So if he's a shegik, so yeah, it was done, but there's no divrei rab, divrei tam, divrei mishonim. So the shlichus is the shlichus. So according to Tosfos, there's a famous kasha, Rishonim asked the kasha, that who needs the halacha over here of gzeis hakosav of yeshlich advar aver by mi'ila? Haloi, the case that we're talking about where something is yotzel l'chulin, the standard case of mi'ila is by a shegik. By a mezid, doesn't have that in. His chayv misidei shemayim is not chayv keren l'choymish. It's a whole different din. It's over an aver chamur. It's not yotzal l'chum. Doesn't have the tashlumen. So memela, we're talking about a case of shegig. We're talking about a shegig. The shlich was a shegig. So who needs the gzeis hakosav that the mshalech is chayv? L'chayv v'nishvi. Yei shlich advar avera. So Tais Yontem brings according to Tais and Achanami. We're only talking about a case of mezid, and we're not talking about a case with financial fallout and oshom. We're talking about a case of misa v'dei shemayim. That's what we're talking about. So the Maisa, the Rishonim are chelik on Tosfos, and the Rishonim say that even though the textbook definition of Ein Shalach Advar Aver is Al Tzivrei Rav Divrei Talmud, that's a rationalization of it. But the din of Ein Shalach Advar Aver is even when there isn't befoil a Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud because he was unaware. So mele, when the Shlich is Taka Shoigig, then normal we would say Ein Shalach Advar Aver, you need the Chiddush in Mi'ila of Ein Shalach Advar Aver. Another point worth bearing in mind is that we'll see in Mishnah Beis that there's shlichus in mi'ilo even biyad chereshoyt of a cotton. A person can send a cotton to do a ma'isa mi'ilo, and he's also over. And it's bidin shlichus. Now, shlichus, b'chol ha'tar kula, does not work. There's no parasha of shlichus by a cotton, or certainly by a cheresh and a shoyta. So what that seems to be telling us is that the din of yei shlich l'dvar averu by mi'ilo is not the standard parsha of shlichus, like you have by Gerish and Kiddush and Kinyon and so on, but it's a new parsha as long as the Mishalech facilitated violation of the Hegdish by having it misappropriated, it doesn't have to be with a lumpness of a chalois of a pash of shlichus. So that maybe tells us that the yesh shlich dvavera is not yesh parsha of shlichus of dvavera, but yesh the toitzo, which means that the mishaleach will be over even though physically he didn't do the ma'is mi'ila. It's an important point to remember. So now let's see the case in the Mishnah. Ketzad. Omaloi. The mishaleach tells the shliach. Ten basa la'orchim, this basa of kochim here, and he says, give some, feed some to the orchim. V'nosan lehem kovid. Says Bosser, but he feeds him kovid, he feeds him liver. Kanir by Chazal, Bosser and kovid, but also really, a piece of meat, generally speaking, doesn't mean liver. Liver is a specialty item unto its own. Kovid, he tells him to give him kovid, and also lam Bosser. He's not following instructions. Hashliach mo'al, we don't look at the Mishaleach as the mo'al, he's not being Mekayim Shluchusoy, he's doing what he wants. So that's mi'ila of his own, not for the Mishaleach. Omaloi, ten loyam chaticho chaticho, give to the orchim piece by piece, give each one a piece. V'hu omar tlu shtaim shtaim, he says to the guests, take yourself a whole plateful, take yourself a whole bunch, two at a time. They ain't not tlu sholosh sholosh, and then they did even better. They filled up heaping plates, they filled up three at a time. Kulan mo'alu. The balabais is mo'al, because on the first piece, the shliach was oseh shlichusoy. The shliach is mo'al because on the second piece, he doesn't have an instruction from the balabais. He himself added that instruction, and that means that the orchim that filled up their own plates are doing b'shlichus of the shliach beyond what the original mishaleach said to do. Third, the orchim themselves are oiver, because on the third piece, that doesn't even fit the instructions of the shliach. Omaloi, the Mishaleach tells the Shliach, Haveli min hachaloin, bring from the window, oi min hagluskim, oi, brings from that box, that drawer. And in the house there's several windows, there's several drawers, he says, bring me from there. Vehevi loi, afal pishama balabais, lehoyo belibe elamizai, I didn't mean to bring from that one, I meant to bring from that window, from that drawer. Vehevi mizen, he brought from a different window, from a different drawer. Balabais mo'al, why? Because since he said it in a general, vague way, that's called a kium dvorov of the Mishaleach, and there the Shliach is doing for the Mishaleach, therefore the Mishaleach is every Yeshlech Dvarver, B'me'ilav. Aval amamaloi haveli min achaloin, bring from that window, v'hevi le migluskum, he brings from a drawer. I mean, gluskum, v'hevi le min achaloin, he says, bring from a drawer, and he brings from a window. Hashliach mo'al, because that's called, the Shliach is not doing the rots in the Mishaleach, he's over by himself, therefore he's the moil. Now there's a sub-discussion over here, seems to be a machlek sushainim. When a person says minach aloin, and he means that specific window, and lemaisa was brought from a different window. So what do we say? We say when you say chaloin, you're saying in general. You didn't say that specific window. So there, even though you didn't say not that specific window, but Stimas Dvorov is mashma all windows, and he went and he brought from one specific window, and you claim that wasn't your intent. Dvorm Shabalev Lehavi Dvorm. Lamaisa, you look at the Rambam, and the Rambam brings down the case, Kilu, when he says Chaloin, he says it was a slip of the tongue, what I really meant was Gluskmo. I said Gluskmo, what I really meant is Chaloin. So there it's Mamish Dvorm Shabalev. The Rambam says he doesn't even hear why the Mishnah would have to say that. The only case where there's a chiddush over here is only where there's a stimas devreva filochi, you say that ain't dvarm shabalev dvarm. Maybe according to Rambam would sound like that type of thing. He can be mefarish what he said. Not clear. Mishnah Beis. This is the halacha that we alluded to before. Sholach biyad cher shoyti v'kotnim osu shlichusoy balabayis moal. Chiddush. That even though b'chol ha'tarei kula a chashu cher shayte v'kotn are not b'nei das, they're not shluchim, but l'maisa by mi'ila they are. And the way we explained it is that the din of yesh lecha d'vaveri is not that there's a chalois pasha with a lomdus of shlucha shalodin k'moisa to shafa chalois for the mishaleach, but shlucha shalodin k'moisa by mi'ila means as long as it's Reuven's fault because he was mitzav Shimon and Shimon did b'shlichusoy. That din that Shimon is doing something, begormas Reuven, it's Reuven's fault, that could be true even by a chesed v'kotn, and therefore, that's balabais mo'al. Lemaisa lo asu shluchus. So he sent a cotton or a shaita, and lemaisa they didn't do exactly what they were commanded to do. Achen v'nimoa. Something a little bit missing. Who's talking about a chen v'ni? So what you have to say is we're talking about a case as follows. Somebody sent Mois of Hegdish, biyad a child, to go buy something in a store. So lemaisa, the child certainly is not moil because he's a child. He's not a bad das. The godel is not moil because it was le'osa shluchusoy. It means he sent the child to buy a container of milk and the child bought a bag of bread. So lemaisa, to say that this is the fault or the kiyum ritzoyne of the mishalech is not true. The shliach, that i.e. the cotton, is not moil. Who's moil? The one who is moitzi, the money, l'chulin, is the chentvin, is the storekeeper. Avad is b'shoyge, or maybe he realized it's not b'shoyge, but the passage is that even when it's b'shoyge, the meal is a meal, it's yotz l'chulin. Sholach biyad pikeach, v'nizka atshalei yetzel chonvini. Here we have a different case. Hitaka sent he sent money biyad a pikeach, or somebody's a bardas. And then he was a shaygig, but then he remembered before the shluch, oi, gewalt, said the money that I gave him was from a purse of Hegdash. Oi, 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 I hope he doesn't use it. Im atshalei higia etzel chenveni, if before he got to the store, they didn't have cell phones in those days, he realized. So then, the mishalech can no longer be moitzit l'chulim, because when it's mazit, there's no hitzol l'chulim. Hitzol l'chulim is only b'shaygig, like we've said. The shliach, we're talking over here, the Gemara explains that the shliach, the Rab brings that the shliach is also amazing. He also realizes. So therefore, it's not yotzel l'chulna yodo. It's only the chenvin who is unaware that the money belongs to Agdish. And for him, that's why he's moil. So that's what the Mishnah says. When the chenvini unawares will use the money for chulin to pay up his own bills to buy himself some lunch, that's when the chenvini will be moil. Ketzad yasa. If the chenvini got money and both of them were shoygigim, so both of them were mezidin, so the money was not yotzel de chulin. He got money and now he realized. So before he uses it for his own purposes, he doesn't want to be moil. What should he do? So Mishnah gives a psanetz and toiv kamash malon. Noitel pruto oikli. He takes a psachefetz of chulin, either a coin or something small. V'yayma pruto shel hegdish b'chol mokum shehi, wherever it is in the wallet of money that was handed, the pile of coins that was handed to me for the goods that were bought. And I know that there's a coin of hegdish there. V'yayma mizidim, he gets the money. He doesn't want to be nichshol in mi'ilah. Mechulelas al zeh, I'm being poide the hegdish on this pruto, and then the moist, the coin is yotzel chulin. Shai hegdish nifte bekesef or b'shove kesef. Can be poide a kli, a goods on a shove pruto. So it can be nifte onto a chefetz. That's the din over here in the Mishnah. Now it's important to point out one point that the Rishonim speak out over here in the Mefarshim, is that what would be in the case that we said Sholach Biyad Pikeach, where the Balabais remembered that the money was Hegdish, the Balabais was amazed, and not the Shliach, so then the Shliach is Moel. The case that we had over here is the Balabais remembered, and the Shliach is also amazed, that's where the Chenvini is Moel. But if the Shliach remembered, if the Shliach is still a Shoigeg, and the Balabais, the one who sent him, the Mishaleach, is amazing, the shliach is moil, and the moil is yotzel chulin, and therefore le moil hachenveni. Why? Because since he's the first shaykeg, so mele he was moitzi the money, so mele was yotzel chulin before the chenveni. The Rav speaks this out. Now, the point over here is that even though the shliach was doing the shlichus, you say, l'choy, yeh shliach advar ver, so l'choy, he's doing the shlichus for the moil, the moil can't be moil because he's amazed. He doesn't have the din of a shaykh, it's not yotzel. But why should it be mikoch the shliach that's yotzel? Let the shliach be doomed for the mishalech. Therefore, it's either mishalech is chayv or not, but basatz mit the shliach. The shliach couldn't be chayv. So here the Mefarshim explained that if you can't be mechayv the mishalech because he's amazed, so then the regular din of ein shliach advar ver kicks back in, and then the shliach is chayv. We only say that the shliach's responsibility, it kicks back to the mishalech if the Meshalech could be chayv, but if the Meshalech is amazing, the Shlich is a shogeg, so then if the Meshalech can't be chayv because of his status as amazing, the chiv goes to Shlich. Look, Reb Kiveg over here explains this whole cheshbon. Ha'amnam, that there's another cheshbon also. The way we just said it, if the Meshalech is amazing and the Shliach is a shogeg, the Shliach could be chayiv, and the Meshalech is not chayiv, because he's amazed. What happens if we learn that in a case where the Shliach is a shogeg, we say, Yesh Shliach Advar Ve'er B'chol HaTorah Kulo? We brought up such a possibility B'Shem Taisus. So then over here, we should still say that the Meshalech is chayiv. Not because Yesh Shliach Advar Ve'er B'mi'ila, but because of the principle of Shlichus. If the Shliach is a shogeg, so then the Shliach Advar Ve'er B'chol HaTorah Kulo. Because of this, it would seem like Rashi learns in Chagiga Daf Yud a different pshat in this din in the Mishnah. A little bit confusing, but what he says is that as soon as the Meshalech chaps, oy vey, this Hegdish, and now he's amazed, he can't be moil, but a step further. The Meshalech now thinks to himself, oy, halavai the Shliach wouldn't take the money to the store. Halavai he would trip and the money would go into the street and it wouldn't be spent. I don't want to be moil. So mistama inherently in that is the fact that the Meshalech is mevatel the Shlichus. He no longer wants it to be done. Therefore, when the Shlich does, he's not doing it b'tzivui HaMeshalech. The Meshalech is already mischart. He already regretted sending him. So mevatel the Shlich is now doing it for himself. The Shlich is doing it without a minui Shlichus, and therefore he becomes the moil. Not because he can't be a Shlich, but because he no longer factually is a Shlich. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah.